Unit 1. Exam Time. Chapter 2. Oh no, not another test. Page 17.
Oh no, not another test. Think about the last test you took. How much of what you learned for the test do you still remember? Many people take tests to pass a course or get a promotion, but they often forget the information afterward. This is especially the case for people taking large international tests like TOEFL or IELTS. These tests usually involved multiple-choice questions, and people often study to increase their scores, not to learn important information. In fact, educators are divided on whether these kinds of tests are the most effective way to assess a person's abilities. Those who support such tests say they are the only way for educators and employers to compare people based on their test scores. However, there are people trying to reform this system. They believe that standard tests aren't the best way to measure a person's ability. These reformers also believe that intelligent people are not always good at taking tests or memorizing facts. A multiple-choice test cannot always tell what people have learned or whether they can apply that knowledge in the future. Reformers believe that other types of evaluation achieve better results. Tests that contain a mix of written and spoken questions give a more complete assessment of what the person is capable of. A portfolio, or a collection of work done throughout a course, can show how much the student has improved individually. Group interviews, where a group of people are interviewed at the same time, can also be useful for employers, since they show how people interact with others. Alternative educational institutions such as Montessori and Waldorf schools don't believe that education should be focused on testing. At these schools, the classroom is very relaxed and free, with students learning from each other as much as they learn from teachers. Some of these schools even allow students to choose what they study. Teachers create activities designed to let students show their abilities or knowledge of a certain subject. In these schools, the focus is on learning by experiencing and doing things. The debate on testing continues, and educators have yet to find a perfect method of evaluating learning. Until that day comes, old test methods will be used, and new test methods will continue to develop. But one thing's for sure, testing will continue to play an important part in all our lives. So study hard.